Coast Radio News for Wednesday, February 12, 2020. I'm George Henry. Reports of an elderly Oregon widower being swindled out of $200,000 revives the reminder of scam artists targeting the elderly. The 80-year-old man was targeted by a fraudster who stole a Florida woman's identity and posed as her on a dating website, convincing the man to help fund a business opportunity supporting an art gallery in Florida. According to the Oregon Department of Financial Regulations, the scammer was very detailed and even provided fake documents, including supporting bank statements. ODFR reminds people not to send money to anyone you have not met in person and be cautious about sharing personal or financial information online. In addition to online scams, there are often tax time scams occurring during the first quarter, and citizens should be vigilant regarding suspicious calls, including calling the police if you think someone is attempting to scam you. While the rest of the nation is getting a break on gas prices, Oregon seems to be holding steady. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, the national average dropped 4 cents during the last week, but Oregon has maintained a flat $2.98 for a gallon of regular gas. In Florence, though, prices have dipped slightly with an average of $2.72 a gallon, with some stations as low as $2.68. Oregon has moved into the fourth spot for the highest prices in the nation, below Hawaii, California, and Washington. Tonight, the winners of the Cyuse Law Awards will be announced at the annual ceremony. The event will be at the Florence Event Center from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Dredging continues along the marina as the project enters its fourth week. Boat access has been closed during the process. Completion of the project is expected to be later this month. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, February 12th, 2020.